Hello, this is Kendall Parts here on the Killing of Kendall Parts podcast. I just wanted to let y'all know, I apologize because I wanted to do some more episodes last week, but you know, with the stuff that happened Wednesday, man, it was just like, it was awful. It was awful to watch. And, you know, it was just awful. And, you know, I want to spend a couple of minutes on the fraudulent old party. They supposed to be GOP, was the grand old party, or was the fraudulent old party. I thought about calling them the fake old party. Because they want to fake have unity now. And so I thought about it. I was like, if I'm going to call it the FOP, or why don't I just call it the fraudulent old party? You know, they fraudulent. They want to incite violence. Talk about Antifa's coming against you, and you know, we're going to storm the Capitol. And then, you know, Ted Cruz, and they hate democracy. They hate it that the Democrats won and Joe Biden won. It's the Trump party now. It's just like John Boehner said, even though I don't really mess with John Boehner either. Like, and another thing, it's like, I see media people getting all surprised about this. It's like, no, we tried to tell y'all 4 years ago or 5 years ago when this man got into, started running, like five, almost 6 years ago now. When it came down the escalator to talk about Mexicans or rapists, we told y'all about this guy. Y'all, and the same people who wanna act all upset now, they even laugh. Talk about, cause Keith Baldwin, Boylan, Keith, talking about how, is that, I think it was 2 years ago, in 2019, he said it was that Trump was going to start a civil war. And there go the two conservatives, Rich Lowry and C. Cup, they laughing at him. And it's like, speak real about racism, they always say, "Ah, you just overreacting. You just over exaggerating." No, we're not. We're not over exaggerating. We knew that what Trump was. You think birtherism was an accident? No. And hell, we didn't even know about. Well, at least I didn't until the campaign. Well, we didn't even know about his other racism stuff in the 90s. I mean, the 90s, the 80s, all that. There's some N-word tapes. Of course, there's the Exonerated Five, which was called the Central Park Five at first. Like, it's crazy. And now he's calling me banned for Twitter. But yeah, they're the fraudulent old party. They're the fraudulent old party. So yeah, that's, you know, what happened at the Capitol was just disgusting. I didn't want to come on here to try to get, you know what I'm saying, my ratings up, cause it was just look tacky. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that, I'm not that kind of guy. But, you know, so I do miss y'all. With some great NFL this week. The game that just ended, the Pittsburgh has lost to the Cleveland Browns. I was so happy, even though I'm not exactly a Browns fan either. But, you know, I'm always excited when Pittsburgh loses. They were frauds, just like the GOP. They were frauds. They had 11-0 start. And nobody really thought they were ever going to the Super Bowl. And no damn 11-0. It was just something about that 11-0. Yeah, so it was exciting football this week. Lamar Jackson silenced the critics. Lamar Jackson silenced the critics. He won a playoff game. Oh, and my Bengals, they hired the offensive line coach they shouldn't have fired. It was like top 11. Just one spot out of the top 10 at 11th in football. And as far as the offensive line goes, that's when Joe Mixon had, like, I think he was the best running back or in the conference in 2018. But, and I don't know if it was because they wanted him to have his own coaches. So they downgraded from him to Jim Turner. Firing him to downgrade because Jim Turner sucks. I can't wait for the draft. I actually can't wait for free agents. If last offseason was an indication of them actually going big in free agency, like Von Bell was a big pick. I was surprised that he was good for the Saints. He forced a lot of fumbles and all that. He struggled in the beginning of the year, but towards the end of the year he picked up. Of course, he's right beside Jesse Bates, who should have been a first team All Pro. He was second team. No, Sam, I like Tyron Matthew, but that should have went to Bates. That should have went to him. Another thing. Okay, so the Indianapolis Colts, they lost to the Buffalo Bills in the close game. Shout out to the Buffalo Bills when they first playoff game tonight. Look, man, the Browns and the Bills. So maybe next year it could be the other B team, the Bengals. Maybe we could win our first playoff game since 1991, January of 1991. Oh my God, please let that happen. Please let that happen. So, let's see. The Browns will play the Kansas City, and the Bills will play and Ravens. The Ravens will play the Bills at Buffalo. So that's the AFC side. So that's two games in the AFC. I think let's see, what's the Saints will play the Buccaneers would mean that because they Ron rolled Chicago in the second half after Chicago kept the close in the first half. I didn't even watch the first half. I was like, wow, this is actually a game, and then Chicago imploded. So well, I ain't really much to talk about. Yeah, so, oh, and back on politics, Trump got to be impeached and removed. Like, he can't have no safety with the Secret Service that presidents usually have, the lifetime safety, even after leaving office. It's going to be that bad for him. He's going to be removed. He ain't going to have no safety as a private citizen. He may go down as the worst president ever. He ain't the most racist. Kind of offend black people when we call him the most racist. Even though he is racist. You know what I'm saying? We call him the most racist. That's forgetting all the slave owners. You know what I'm saying? So it's a bit much call. And Biden, man, he was just upset. Like he was like, "Good, it's great. I'm glad he ain't gonna come." And Biden, he sent out a tweet talking about $2,000 of a stimulus check, which is fire. So we gotta hope he deliver on that. Shit, make it $2,000 a month. Yeah, so we gonna see, man. We got a lot of things to get done. You can walk and chew gum at the same time. We try to get the virus under control while giving us health care. Universal health care that helps black people, not that Medicare for all stuff. You know what I'm saying? That don't help black people. Like, that's not gonna save. That didn't save the doctor, the black doctor who died on Christmas Day. Yeah, I wouldn't say her name, man, but you know, say her name, you know what I'm saying? Like what we do with her. And that's the thing too about it was talking about the Capitol thing that started happening at the Capitol, right? If that was black people doing that, if that was Black Lives Matter, oh my God, it would be. But because it was white people, we gotta understand something about this country. The white face is the most nice face to a lot of people, especially fellow white people, right? So that's part of the reason why we get gunned down when we argue with the police. You know what I'm saying? It's like, cause a white person can argue with the police, like, what you pulling me over for? A white person can yell at the police. I seen the, at the Michigan, at the, outside the Capitol, in Michigan when I watched it on TV, or just in general, like, we have, our faces always being portrayed as the most scarier one. Because of the color. So that's why we can't yell at the police and we ain't at risk of getting shot. It's like, bro, we got feelings too. Why we can't yell at the police? You know what I'm saying? Like, crazy. Yeah, so that's another thing that, like, what if that was Black Lives Matter, man? Like, come on. You would have shot them probably. And I'm telling you, man, white people, don't be racist. Cause you know what's so crazy? Well, racism, but hate ages you. Hate ages you. So if you out there hating on black people, and you hating, or any hater, Don't be a hater, man. Cause when you're a hater, that's going to, cause it's some 36 year olds out here looking at 60. Oh my God. So please don't be hating, man. Or else it'll age you fast. Let's see. Steph Curry. Now, he did have a down game tonight, and his haters are gonna, his haters came back because he actually looked human tonight. I don't think he hit a three tonight. I don't think he only scored like one bucket or two. You know what I'm saying? But guess who everybody was paying attention to at the towards the end of the game? They were still scared of him. So it's like, like what? You know what I'm saying? The Raptors was still scared of him. They actually came back in the game. I take a brief lead for a moment. No, I'm saying they led a couple more times, but they came back, and then the Warriors made sure they didn't choke. I think what's his name, Damian Lee, who's actually a family member of Curry's, like I think his brother-in-law or something. I think he married to his sister or something. But anyway, they ain't none of our business. But yeah, two in-laws playing against each other. But anyway, it's like, people are going to be upset at Steph because he missed some threes. And it's like, man, he had a great one. Like he really has that game. Like, I don't know why people hate Steph Curry. Steph Curry is the greatest shooter ever. The greatest shooter of my lifetime. I'm glad I got to see it during my generation. You know what I'm saying? The 70s, 80s, and 60s babies got to see Michael Jordan. I'm a 90s baby. I got to see Kobe, but I never saw, like, I didn't get to see Reggie Miller when he was, I got to see Ray Allen a bit, especially when he was in Boston. And, of course, he hit a great shot in game 6 for the Miami Heat and LeBron in 2013 against the Spurs. But, like, not even Ray Allen is greater than Steph Curry when it comes to shooting. Like, he made 102 in a row in practice. Like, ain't that crazy? Like, your arm gets tired, so you're gonna miss sometimes, cause your arm gets tired. 102 in a row. So that's what I'm saying. Like, he's human, but because this stupid narrative that he can't do it no more. Like, you saw what he did Friday against the Clippers when they came back and 20 down. Like, of course, he wasn't the only one. The other players for them, including Wiggins, did well. But it's like, come on, man. Y'all gotta stop chasing against Steph Curry. All right, man. What is wrong with y'all? By the way, the Clippers. You won today against Chicago, but you barely won. Just like we barely won my Lakers against Chicago, but we did win against the Houston Rockets. So we played them, I think, Tuesday. No, that the NBA does a 2-game series thing. I don't understand why, but hey, pandemic. Let's be creative and be new. Sorry about that. I guess they said let's be new or something. I guess. So you know that's the thing that's really the wrap up on sports. But this weekend, I want to do it tomorrow. I see you getting got me a lot of love. I'm over 4,000. I'm at 4.1 now, which is surprising. I'm already at 4.1 listeners. No, so I got. I'm trying to get like 1,000 on my per episode. I'm trying to get 1,000 so I can get in it. Help me get in the top 100. When you listen to this show, make sure you tell your friends, man. Like, yo, I listen to this guy, Kendall Parks. He's doing 4.1 thousand. He's at 4.1 thousand total listeners. Let's try to help him. You know what I'm saying? Tell your friends that. You know what I'm saying? I have a great voice. Like, when I listened to myself at first, I was like, I sound crazy. Like, I don't like my voice too much, but I got used to it. You know what I'm saying? So here, tell your friends, tell your family members about the Killing It with Kendall Parks podcast. And help me get everywhere else, like Spotify. Don't just have me be exclusively on Anchor. Don't just listen to me on Anchor. I'm on Spotify. I'm on CastBox, iTunes, of course. Everywhere. All the podcast. So many of them. So sorry about me forgetting. But yeah, I'm basically everywhere. So if you want to listen to me on Spotify, iTunes, CastBox, Pocket Cast, shout out to them. Stitcher, is that how you say it? Stitcher. I'm on Stitcher. I'm everywhere. You can even listen to me on Player FM if you want to. Let's see who else. Oh, I've been trying to get on TuneIn for like a while, so. We go help get that together. So, and it's just one. It's this other one I'm thinking about. Shoot. So yeah, like, I'm basically everywhere. So whatever is your favorite platform, check out Killing It with Kendall Parks. You know what I'm saying? It's a great podcast. You know what I'm saying? I haven't really been doing my usual with the hip hop stories because of COVID, but ain't really nothing interesting happening with the COVID stuff happening. Although I'm seeing a lot of rappers at parties. Yeah, I'm a little afraid for them. But anyways, I'm trying to think about the what's the name of, that I'm trying, I was trying to, then what, which one is another one that's starting to get big out here? Pocket Cast, CastBox. I'll think about it later. But anyways, yeah, check me out. Check me out anywhere. Just Google the podcast and you will see. Tell your friends to Google my podcast on whatever podcast platform that they prefer. When they type in Killing It with Kendall Parks on Google, they can find it. And they can Check me out on that specific platform. All right. I'm trying to get to the top 100, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know I got fans. So let's go. It's Killing It with Kendall Parks Podcast. Talk to you hopefully tomorrow. Talk to you guys. Goodbye. Love you.